This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want this to be the moment the Steelers finally get rid of Mike Tomlin, you are out of your frickin' minds.
The two going deep, going for it all, and incomplete.
Because this is what we do. This is who we are.
If this is who we are, what is next week going to bring? Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Reaction to last night's loss to the New England Patriots, 21-18, where the Steelers were down 21-3 at one point in the first half. This is who they are. This is who they've become. And it has become one of the saddest storylines in Pittsburgh sports, one of the saddest storylines in pro football, one of the saddest storylines in American sports. The Pittsburgh Steelers are lost. They have no direction. They have a very cloudy future. And it all centers around their head coach. Mike Tomlin has gotten stale. It's time. There's no other way of trying to sugarcoat it or explain it. The Steelers got exposed the last 2 weeks. And it wasn't even 2 weeks. It was a matter of 4 or 5 days. Sunday's disaster against the Arizona Cardinals. A 2-win team with James Conner coming back to Pittsburgh for the first time. Former Steelers and Pitt running back in his own little reunion, the Erie native, who ran for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, shredded the Steelers. 2 weather delays factored in that just prolonged the inevitable. And then, against New England, Bailey Zappe and the offense go right down the field on the $200 million Tomlin defense, shred them, and it looked like Tom Brady was in at quarterback for the entirety of the first half. But hey, New England did not score in the second half. Yo-ho, congratulations, Mike Tomlin and Steeler defense. Terrell Austin and company. We've gotten to the point in time where we all expect, every year, there to be a Tomlin game. One of those standard Tomlin coaching performances. Now, typically, it's once a season. Remember the Terrell Pryor game in Oakland. Usually it comes on the road, too. Sometimes at home. Remember Mike Glennon and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? That horrendous Tampa Bay team that went up and down the field on the Steelers and won that one. Or some of the other performances that you can recall on even just last season. The New York Jets, without a viable quarterback. They went out and beat Mitch Trubisky. And then here comes Kenny Pickett. Steelers still couldn't find a way. How about the New England game? Again, shredded. Mac Jones, players you've never heard of. Bill Belichick did it again. Before the decision was made, okay, Kenny Pickett, full-time starter, let's go. Let's ride. New England did it again. Bill Belichick, with a 2-10 team, with an offense that didn't score a point last week against the Chargers at home, a team that put up historic numbers defensively compared to what it did offensively. I mean, just think about this. In the last five games, New England had not won. The Colts beat the Patriots in Foxborough 10-6. Then they had their bye to prepare for the Giants. Real barn burner of a performance there, 10-7. And then New England played the Chargers at home and lost 6-0. They had put together 13 points in their last three games. They scored 21 in the first half on the Mike Tomlin defense. It's inexcusable. It's inexplainable. But at the same time, you kind of get it. It does kind of make sense, right? Mike Tomlin has overstayed his welcome. He is the modern-day Andy Reid. Where Andy Reid in Philadelphia had a ton of success. He took Donovan McNabb places. They went to the NFC Championship games. They lost a Super Bowl. They were in it. They had good teams. They were solid. They were still winning. They were a 500 football team. But it became a point in time where things just got stale. They got boring. They were done. This is the first time that an over 500 team in NFL history has lost consecutive games, both the teams, at least 8 games under 500. NFL history. Your Pittsburgh Steelers. Your Pittsburgh Steelers are the ones. The Steelers offense in 2018 ranked 4th in total offense. Congratulations. Since then, 2019, they were 30th. 2020, they were 25th. Don't forget, they started out 11-0 that year. In 2021, they were 23rd. The same in 2022. This year in total offense, the Steelers are 26th. 26th in total offense. And they do nothing that makes you feel any bit confident that things are going to change. I put out a tweet and even said, ducks for cover, after saying it. I have more confidence. And I left the stadium saying this. I was at the game. I was at both embarrassments the last 2 weeks. I feel more confident about the Pirates' future and even somewhat maybe the Penguins' future. The Penguins more so in the near term, Pirates more so in the next long term, 3 to 4 years, than I feel about the Steelers. Why? Who's their coach going to be? Who's their quarterback going to be? How much longer can Cam Hayward play? How much longer is the offense going to be held together? With Deontay Johnson's comments and Najee Harris just looking like he doesn't want to talk to the media every time he talks to the media. And the Steelers just not having any cohesion with George Pickens, Deontay Johnson celebrating touchdowns down 2 scores. I was wondering and very curious if he would do that last night. Has Mike Tomlin lost the locker room? Has Mike Tomlin lost the team? Because when Jalen Warren and Deontay Johnson said, yeah, we might have taken the Cardinals lightly, and Mike Tomlin, nothing to say about taking the Arizona Cardinals lightly. And then you come out and lay a second consecutive egg. We usually get the Tomlin, the letdown game, the Tomlin letdown game once a year. But twice in back-to-back weeks to 2-10 teams. I am somebody who is an avid Mike Tomlin fan. I like Tomlin. I really do. I think he's a good coach. I like him big time. I really do. I really think he's a good coach. But sometimes you need a new voice. And it's time. And I've never been more so willing to trade in my Tomlin Fan Club of the Month card than I am right now. Because the buy-in just does not appear to be there from the Steelers. They don't seem too interested. They don't seem too focused. They don't seem to truly, at this point, have a direction. Because Kenny Pickett, we don't know if he's the answer. we don't know how this team is going to continuously perform week in and week out. The story of this team is just flat out ridiculous to me. Mike Tomlin got exposed. Two losses, back-to-back games. It's the Steelers are the first team over 500 in NFL history to lose back-to-back games to a pair of teams that were both at least eight games under 500. We know who Mitch Trubisky is. He will take shots, not care, just kind of chuck it up there. Remember the screen to Jalen Warren? Where it was just kind of, oh, Jalen's probably there somewhere. Threw it into a crowd. It was deflected around and almost intercepted. He tunneled the one interception. He threw two, but one was taken back by pass interference. The interception that count, the one where it was just kind of like, yep, let's just chuck it up down there. It was tunneled like Neil O'Donnell in Super Bowl 30. Like it was the Dallas Cowboys. And it was directed right at the defender. But what really got me, and there were times where I would sit there and people would turn around and give me fist bumps in the stands. I was at the game. I tried so hard to give away some tickets. I had a friend that took me to the game, had an extra ticket, but I had cousins that gave me two tickets. Go ahead, have some fun. Go with your friends. I asked five different friends. None of them wanted to go. None of them cared. None of them had any interest in sitting in that debacle. And I thought the Steelers would win. I thought it would be a 7-3 game. It would suck. It would be crummy. It would just be a whole lot of nothing. But this team would find a way to win because that's what Tomlin teams do coming off of losses. Tomlin against Bill Belichick. He has the advantage at quarterback. Not by much. He has the advantage in terms of offensive skill position players. Doesn't seem like much. But what really got me is that I was calling out pitch to the right, jet sweep, motions on this Steelers offense, and Matt Canada was no longer here. It's the scheme. It's the play calling. It's all the above. But it's coming down from the top. Mike Tomlin has gotten so content with these winning seasons. Steelers are 7-6. These were the games to get to 9-4, to have the potential to make it another Mike Tomlin winning season. But Mike, nothing is changing. Was Mason Rudolph even considered?
Mike, at any point did you consider putting Mason in the game?
I did.
Mike, how do you move on?
We get ready for our next opportunity next week. That's what we always do. Obviously, this stings, but we'll be back.
Two plays that specifically stuck out, the penalty on Christian Kuntz. The Steelers weren't penalized in this game until this.
You know, I was given an explanation. I don't know that I agree with it, but I was given an explanation.
Christian Kuntz barely moved. And you can even tell the New England Patriots defender when he jumped offsides on special teams, fourth down, would have given the Steelers a first down, continued the drive. He even looked around, put his hands on his helmet. Oh, I screwed up. Not according to the referees. Not according to the officials or everybody in the stadium, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots thought that the penalty flag was going against New England in a game that did not have very many penalties in it. A crappy football game with very little penalties. Maybe the officials just wanted to get out of there as much as we did. What really got me, though, is the sequence on the final drive. Not the one where the Steelers just decided Mitch Trubisky, yeah, let's throw it in the middle of the field and with no timeouts left. Which, again, Mike Tomlin, clock management, he used a timeout on 4th-and-1 to put the offense back out there after sending the punting unit out there for Mitch Trubisky to go for it, quarterback sneak. Okay, they got it. Just to prolong the punt. You couldn't have just had Trubisky line up, take the quarterback sneak, keep your timeout, which you're going to need for later on, leaving the Steelers with just one when they punted it away. They used another timeout earlier on in the second half of play because they could not just get lined up right and everything figured out correctly. I've been teasing it. Okay, here it is. All right, here it is. And I want you to call in 412-928-9370. I will take all your calls in the next segment. All your calls. I want to hear everything that you have to say at 412-928-9370. Because I'm just disturbed. It's embarrassing to be a Steelers fan. That final drive, third down and two, right before the two-minute warning. Run the damn football. Why not? One, your offensive line has done a decent job pushing against New England. Okay, it was fine. Two, you run it. You know you have two plays. You know you do. So why not run it and get as many yards as possible? And if you pick up the first down, great. And if it's fourth down, quarterback sneak it with what you've already seen from Mitch can be effective. Three, you run it. Let's say you don't get it. It's fourth down. Okay. You get an opportunity to talk about it at the two-minute warning. Trubisky threw an incompletion with 2:01 on the clock. You got to run another play. Call it in from the huddle. Mike Sullivan. Eddie Faulkner. Okay. Or else you could have had 2 minutes and change to talk about it on the sideline and what's your best play. What do you want to run? This is rock bottom. This is unexcusable. And it's inexplainable. But this is Pittsburgh Steelers football in 2013. That was your play on third down. A missed pass to George Pickens. And then on fourth down, you're going to throw a 40-yard bomb to Deontay Johnson. What's Art Rooney thinking about this? Hell has undoubtedly been unleashed in December. And it has been in every way possible against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hell is unleashed. This is our new hell. This is what it's like now to be in NFL purgatory. The Steelers are not a good football team. They're not a completely bad football team. But they are a football team that is just so mediocre and so average that there is nothing left. The Steelers played games like this when Ben Roethlisberger was here. But they'd find ways to win in the end. They would. They would find ways. All was forgiven. Now the top 10 quarterback in NFL history is gone. The Steelers can no longer benefit from a Hall of Fame QB. And the Steelers are showing, and again, look at Bill Belichick. Without Tom Brady, he is nothing. He's chasing Don Shula. He got another win from the Steelers. That's 2 years in a row that the Steelers should have won at home, and Bill Belichick gets you. No Spygate, no Deflategate, no nothing. Just Bill Belichick out-coaching Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin's time in Pittsburgh should be wearing to its very end. The Wake Up Joe is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. Fan weather presented by Sun Chevy. 23 Silverado 1500s up to 7,500 off. Silverado 1500s up to 700, up to 7,500. Let's get that right. 7,500 in rebates, I should say. SunChevy.com. 38 degrees. It'll get up to a nice warm 57 with a low of 37 degrees. Call me, 412-928-9370. I want your fan reaction to what we saw last night. It was disgusting, not one bit exciting to watch. 21-3, my dad texted me, are you leaving? Suck out the whole game. Was disappointed to see the result, and I'm disappointed to see just how the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing football. And I know you are too. 412-928-9370. Austin Bechtold. Tomlin's got to go. And I truly believe it now. Trade him. 1 year left on the contract for Mike Tomlin. Trade Mike Tomlin. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts after this Fan Early Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
that was probably the worst two-game stretch of football that I've ever seen, at least, especially in person, of my life in Steelers history. That poor. The performances were subpar, and that's being very kind. It was just embarrassing. Downright horrendous for the Steelers, where every aspect of that game, and especially being at it, just added to the just misery and suffering of having to go through it. And, you know, I never take it for granted the opportunity to be there, but, man, what a disaster. And I just don't know the sense of direction on this team. And I wanted to hear from you. We start off with Rick in Hazelwood. Rick, your first initial reaction and overall your thoughts on the Steelers and where do they go from here?
Embarrassing. But let me start off with Deontay Johnson. Last week when he did what he did against Arizona, my nephew said, oh, I'd like to do that dance, that same celebration if I score, you know, next year when I play. And I said, you will get out my house. I promise you, you would. You know, they work so hard on doing these dances. Work on your craft. That's what you do. You know, you're down by whatever amount of points and you celebrate. And you know what? Not to try to be funny, P.J. Watt does the same thing. He got a sack last week against Kyler Murray. They was down, what, 14 or 15, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And he got up and did his celebration. But let me just say this real quick. Kenny Pickett is the answer. Unfortunately, he's the wrong answer. I promise you. Kenny will never be a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. He's a Jersey boy like I was born and raised in Jersey. My high school played against his high school in Jersey, obviously not with me because I graduated years ago. And Kenny's a nice kid, but that's the end of it. He's not going to be a good, you know, starting quarterback. And Deontay Johnson, he just needs to stop. He needs to stop. Mike Tomlin needs to go. And I know why they're not firing Mike Tomlin, because then it's going to be an outcry. I'm not going to say it, but I'm just going to say I'm an African-American. And it's going to be an outcry. They're going to say, oh, it's because he's an African-American. And that's just not true. He needs to go. Tomlin needs to go. He's a bum at this point. Sorry, buddy.
Rick, appreciate the call, man.
Oh, man, you're a great, you know, radio host. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Let's go to Will and Apollo. Will, your instant thoughts.
I looks like they have no fight and they're giving no effort. There was like three things that stuck out to me. Right before the half ended, we took a knee on the ball. The New England player pushed the crap out of Mason Cole. It was really uncalled for. Mason Cole took it, didn't do anything in retaliation. Broderick Jones stuck up for him. And I thought that showed a lot about the team right there. Darnell Washington is a bust.
Yeah, man.
He got thrown around like a rag doll.
Wow. Was that surprising to see?
6'8". Yes, he's 6'8", and he's getting tossed around like a rag doll. I honestly think it's coaching, because then George Pickens looks like he's not running his routes full speed. When he gets off the line of scrimmage, he's just jogging, lackadaisical, like he knows he's not getting the ball. And I think that's a lot of coaching to find things, giving effort, and it's really disappointing to see.
Will, you make a lot of great points, especially just the coaching aspect of it. When you look at Darnell Washington and everything that we were told about some of these guys, he's going to be a beast. He's going to be a stud. Somebody who can just throw people around at the line of scrimmage. He was throwing guys into Jaylen Ward and Najee Harris and being pushed back off the line. It was apparent how poor it was of a performance for Darnell Washington, and just overall, the little details for this team is lacking so significantly and is frustrating to watch. Jeremy, what's up? Jeremy, you there? Jeremy.
This is old German Rod.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, I'm with you. I would like to see it all blown up. But everybody's going to call today and say it was all Mitch's fault, and it's not all Mitch's fault. The defense still gave up 21 points to a quarterback that shouldn't even be playing in the NFL. And the players just don't look like they communicate with the coaches anymore, and it's time to blow it up. I just think it's time to see Mike Tomlin go. And if they would like, I'll have the Tomlin goodbye party. And Crowley knows who I am, so I'll talk and I'll listen to you. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Just Just wow. That's partly my reaction. I was just sitting there kind of laughing at one point when it was 21-3. Just like, like, really? This is the point? This is where we've gone. This is the point in time where maybe rock bottom is close to being the case. And they're still 7-6 and in a position to potentially make the playoffs. Losing two games to 2-10 teams. Bob, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, good morning, Austin. Hey, it's a great show. You guys all do good. All shows.
Appreciate it, man.
Dorn did great last night on TV. But if you can't see, and if people can't see that they're there just to collect a check, and that's all it is. I'm here to speak as a Steelers fan. If we want change, keep your money in your pocket. Do not give it to Art, and it's the only way we're going to get it. I'm going to hang up and listen. Steelers are a shame.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, that thought kind of crossed my mind. Like, would people have this opinion, and would that be the case? And it makes me think of the Pirates and Bob Nutting and people wanting to boycott PNC Park and not go to games because of that, because of the reasoning that the Pirates don't spend enough money on payroll. How much does that really change things, or is it the fact that they just need a better sense of direction and guys to be able to truly develop? What's up? You're on the Fan. Good morning. Hello? Let's try one more. You're on the Fan. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm just this first-time caller and stuff, but I'm not really a Steelers fan, but I sit back and I follow the game of football. My question is, in a sense, like, how much of this is still the Steelers are trying to overall find an identity and rebuild? After losing the Big Ben era with AB and stuff like that, they never really built off that to replace like a Big Ben and stuff like that. And you're throwing Kenny Pickett his second year in, like, full-fledged almost into the fire, and he's still developing as a young NFL quarterback.
Right. Yeah, appreciate the call. Call back again. They don't have an identity. They're still trying to figure out who they are post-Ben Roethlisberger, because we don't know if Kenny Pickett is the guy or not. I'm out on him. I do want to see him more with an offensive coordinator that we think, just consensus from NFL circles, the Steelers, an offensive coordinator that can work with Kenny Pickett, and we can see some actual success. One more call. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's just pathetic, the product that they're putting on the field with the defense that they have, that the future Hall of Famers that are on the team. It's just, honestly, it's just embarrassing. I went to the game last night, season ticket holder. And as far as boycotting them, you really don't have that option if you want to give up your season ticket licenses, because they will eventually be good someday. But it just goes all the way to the top, to the ownership. They need to change the direction. I was always a Tomlin fan, but not anymore. His days in Pittsburgh are numbered. He might do wonders for another team, but he's just not doing it here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. And it's just, it feels like the Andy Reid effect. And we're watching the replay of the game here in the studio, and everybody on the Steelers was pointing. Presley Harvin throwing an absolute celebration on the field when he thought that he got New England to jump. The Patriots looking all upset after that fourth down play where we thought that the Steelers were going to get a first down. And now Christian Kuntz just angrily looking at the officials like, what happened? That sums up the night, people. And the Steelers 21-18 lost to the New England Patriots. Two losses in a row to two. And 10 teams. Is it rock bottom? Could be. Will Mike Tomlin be around next year? Trade him for a first-round draft pick. Maybe it's possible. Appreciate everybody that called in. Austin Bechtel with you, Fan Early Morning Show. The pre-show's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.